It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a new CDC report sheds light on Wisconsin's binge drinking problem. We'll look at the impact of widespread overconsumption of alcohol and possible solutions. First, Facebook and a London-based data analytics firm are at the center of controversy over the alleged misuse of millions of users' personal data. This all goes back to a seemingly innocuous Facebook app in 2014 that was developed by a professor at the University of Cambridge. People used it to learn their personality type and in the process gave up data about themselves and their Facebook friends. The researchers shared that data with the political firm Cambridge Analytica, according to a former employee named Christopher Wiley. He says 270,000 people used that quiz app, so the data of some 50 million users, mainly in the U.S., was taken without their consent. Yesterday, Wiley said on NBC's Today Show that Cambridge Analytica used that data to psychologically profile people and deliver pro-Donald Trump material to them.
I think it's really important for Americans to know what this company has been doing with their data. And it's really important, I think, to find out, was this data used to help elect Donald Trump?
Cambridge Analytica was hired by the Trump campaign. According to a report today from CBS News, the campaign switched from the company's data to Republican National Committee data in the last months before the election. As for Facebook and Cambridge Analytica, both firms deny any wrongdoing. This afternoon, Cambridge Analytica's board suspended its CEO, Alexander Nix. Steve Knoll joins us now to sort out this complicated story. He's a marketing professor and social media expert at Madison College. Steve, welcome back to Central Time.
Great. Thanks for having me back.
Well, it's a complicated story. It's getting a lot of buzz. Is this, first of all, a big deal?
It is, but anyone that's been kind of studying social media and especially how it can be used as a marketing tool, it's not really a surprise. This is how digital marketing works. You mine information of users, and then you match up appropriate products to those people. The big thing is because it's attached to a political campaign, and of course, all the controversy following the president, that has resulted in the story really being blown to high proportions.
So let's break it down a little bit. All this user data ended up with this company, Cambridge Analytica, no relation to the University of Cambridge.
Correct.
And against, it looks like, Facebook's terms of service. How did it get there? What did they get?
Well, originally it was explored basically as a research, you know, kind of like a professor running a study on collecting data. And then it was then taken and then used for marketing efforts. That's what violated Facebook's terms. Facebook was aware that the data was being collected, but when it was then basically sold off, that was a violation. And Facebook has suspended this company from running campaigns or collecting data on it, but, you know, the cows have already left that barn. But it's no different than many other companies that are out there trying to mine as much information from Facebook and any other social media platform either.
Right. If I were running for office, I could go to Facebook, mm-hmm. right, and say, yep. Hey, I want to target ads to people who fit certain kinds of profiles.
Sure. You know, are you a, you know, far-leaning left person? Are you a narrow right person? I mean, you can look at that stuff and you can target people. Are your political views centrist, left, right? You know, most elections are really decided by the middle 10%. So Facebook can go in there, and even if you don't post anything yourself about politics, they can look at your friends posting, and they can figure out at about an 80 to 90% accuracy where your political leanings are.
Now, Cambridge Analytica is a political consulting firm. They work for campaigns around the world, mm-hmm. and they had made the case, in effect, that they had gotten Trump elected at some point or insinuated that. And people are saying that, a lot of people are saying that's hype, or there's varying reactions to
it's
how much
really
there is to
it. It's a really good sales pitch for the company.
Right. But is there something they could do with that data and combining it with other information out there and then reaching back into social media and targeting people? That seems more underhanded than the usual political campaign might be.
Well, what they did was pretty ingenious. I mean, this is still a new medium. People are still trying to figure out how this digital marketing works. You know, we're really looking at a medium that isn't even 10 years old. And people are really exploring how it works, what works well, what doesn't work. And the fact that this company did it so efficiently and so targeted is, it's really quite clever what they did. You have to, in a way, kind of respect just how much detail and success they had with it, even if you don't agree with it, you really should still respect just how well it's targeted. And it really sets it up for future political campaigns. I can imagine every politician with a digital strategist is following this going, now what exactly did they do, and how can we do something like that while still staying within the laws that are out there?
Steve Knoll is with us from Madison College, looking at this story about Facebook user data getting used by a political consulting group. Steve, Facebook is getting a lot of attention here. Some in Congress are wanting Mark Zuckerberg to testify there. British Parliament, and a lot of this story took place in England. That's where Cambridge Analytica is not based exactly, right, but some of their key figures are there. And a lot of criticism for Facebook now and in the past for what they do with user data. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, and again, this is still a relatively new medium, and the law is a slow-moving animal. So the big question is, if they did something wrong, what laws did they break? You know, a lot of time laws are passed in hindsight after there's an example. That's one of the big questions right now is, you know, Facebook is in the data collection business. Everybody knows that. Facebook is free. There's a saying in marketing that if something's free, you're the product. So this isn't really a surprise with anyone. I think Facebook kind of went into it in a bit of a naive way of saying, you know, we're a good company and we think people are doing good things with this. Not everybody out there is good and ethical. And it was only a matter of time before somebody did something unethical and potentially illegal. The big question is if it's illegal or not. That's what's still being sorted out.
Let's flip this around now from this high level to the person sitting at their computer or with their phone in their hand using Facebook. How, knowing what we know now and what people who follow the industry have known for some time, how should we think of our participation in Facebook?
Well, you just have to, and again, if it's free, you're the product. So anything you're doing online, you have to make the assumption that somebody is monitoring that, collecting it, looking at it with the intention of selling an ad to you. So people should be aware of that. It's in the Facebook terms of agreement. When people sign up for Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, it is in the terms that this information is being collected with the intention of putting advertisements in front of you. Of course, how many people read through the terms of agreement? They just scroll through the bottom, tick the box, and keep going. There are things, though, like a lot of these, what Disney character are you? What Star Wars villain are you type tests, quizzes that are very, very popular. These are all simple psychographic data collection programs running by companies to learn more about you. Even things like status updates, things like if you care about childhood cancer, you'll copy and paste the status for 1 hour. All that stuff is simply put out there to get people and then track them to see, hey, who's gullible, who's willing to take things at face value. Maybe we can track these people and then hit them for something potentially, you know, scamming them or even just targeting them for some specific product.
That's us contributing data to Facebook. Now we're looking at ads popping up or stories being shared. Mm-hmm. What kind of attitude should we bring to the stuff that is targeted toward us?
Well, I always say, you know, think before you share. You know, that's a big thing. Personally, when I see an ad on Facebook, my first thought is, how well did they get me? And if it isn't really targeted to me personally, I do get kind of annoyed because these companies should be able to, I'm willing to put out a certain amount of information that I'm comfortable with. So in return, I would expect that companies are offering me products that I would want. So there is kind of a little bit of a double-edged sword in that the more you put out, the more you can get back in terms of targeted information. The thing, though, that kind of bothers me about it is a lot of people don't realize that when you agree to take these quizzes or whatever, it's not just the information in the quizzes. It's also things like a list of all your friends and all the pages they like and other types of information. I don't think people really understand just how much information is being gathered just with a simple click in the span of a split second by doing these quizzes. And, of course, these quizzes are highly popular because they are fun. They're goofy and they're silly and they're cute and it gives you some fun content to share, but they really are simply data collection tools. They are just the millennium's version of a survey.
Steve, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Great. Thank you for having me.
That's Steve Knoll, marketing professor and social media expert at Madison College, looking at the alleged harvesting and use of Facebook users' personal data by a political firm linked to the Trump campaign.